There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Helen Farmer is the author of The Mothership. She's a mum of two girls, and she's here for this.
Mum's the word.
Welcome back.
Thanks, guys.
Nice to see you in the studio. You're looking quite Christmassy.
I'm feeling so Christmassy.
I hadn't felt it until yesterday.
I had my cockles warmed by the Paddington film earlier. That was Christmassy. And then this morning I went to the Marks and Spencer's kind of festive kickoff. Oh my goodness. Mm. If you're not following Marks and Spencer's Instagram account, oh my days.
You don't want to be following that though necessarily if you want to diet up until Christmas.
Oh, no way. They've got this kind of chocolate pine cone with chocolate sauce inside. And then this morning we had glittery macarons and gold mince pies and mini smoked salmon bagels. Oh, I know. Wow. So I'm feeling, fat and festive basically.
For Christmas, I felt Christmassy when someone gave me a Christmas-themed birthday present. It's the first. I've never got a Christmas-themed birthday present.
It
was a bear with like this Christmas scarf.
Do you think they had a leftover from when they got a Christmas present last year?
Rubbish. Who was it?
I'm not saying.
Did you cut them off?
Well, they obviously know if you've said it.
No, they're probably, hopefully not listening. But.
I don't feel truly Christmassy until I've had some carols going on. Then I feel Christmassy.
Oh, I thought you meant a bit of Mariah Carey, and I do have some. If you want to do a bit of a sing-song later.
Always.
Maybe we could sing-song out of the show today.
Yeah.
Is that a good idea?
You'll never have us back.
We'll do that. We'll sing-song out of the show this afternoon just before 4:00.
But you guys need to get your Christmas tree up in here. I came in feeling festive, and I feel like you need to continue it.
We don't want one.
There's one just down there in the 92 studio, Dubai 92 studio.
They've got one. We go in every now and then, and we sniff it.
Smell it. I might do the same.
And then we come out. And they're going to be the ones who have to clean up the pine needles at the end of it
all. You get all the benefits.
Yes. Do you remember last year our Christmas tree was here until February?
Yes.
It was the weirdest thing. We can't do it again because they just can't get it out. So no, the Christmas tree has been vetoed this year, but it's fine. We can still do Christmas without the tree.
Good.
We're going to talk about your blog.
Yeah, we are. So as I'm sure a lot of people know, it's crazy season at the minute.
So busy.
So busy.
But it's great because there's so much going on.
I know, it is great, but I'm starting to feel a bit like, my husband's very much one of those Excel spreadsheet planners always mock him, but actually it can be quite useful. So tonight we're sitting down and we're doing a bit of kind of Christmas party planning, which
I love it.
My husband's motto is kind of fun within a structure. So that's what
doesn't sound like fun.
That's what we do. So yeah, lots going on. Obviously, as if you don't know, I'm also a wedding celebrant, so it's wedding season at the moment as well. So yesterday I was sitting at my desk minding my own business and got a phone call from the Burj Al Arab who said, can you come and do a surprise vow renewal for a couple who were staying with us? So I had to get in the car and it was one of those, this is my life moments. It was a bit strange.
How much would you charge to do a marriage celebration on Christmas Day?
Oh, crikey.
Having a family and everything. How much would it take to get you out?
Most of the prep is done before the day. So meeting the couple and writing the ceremony is done all before the day.
Are you saying you'd leave your kids on Christmas Day?
Well, they have a nap. if it coincided with nap time, isn't it? Do you know what? There's always that kind of lull when everyone's a bit sleepy and everyone's chat's gone a bit dry. And I think I could probably nip out there for an hour. That'll be okay.
If anyone would like to get married on Christmas Day.
I'll charge you travel. So it is crazy season, which is brilliant because there is a lot going on in terms of entertainment, fireworks, which we're going to be talking about later, Christmas workshops, eating out, everything. And for my kind of school assessment saga continues because this is also school assessment season, so we're having lots of trips to big school with my toddler, who is a toddler, to see if she's, worthy of me paying ridiculous sums of money to go to school here. So yes, it's all a bit busy. On the blog, obviously I'm keeping you informed of what's kind of happening around town, but I've also discovered a really fantastic company called Story for Me, which is basically brilliant for personalized books. So if you're thinking about buying a present for a child, anything from a baby up to I kind of say 6 or 7, you get in touch with the company, you tell them their name, you can send in photos or description of them, and they insert your child into, there's about 10 or 15 different stories that you can choose. And I ordered one for Phoebe and she's obsessed with it. I think seeing her photo and the pages of a storybook is actually really special. So you can learn more about Story for Me, and we've also done a little discount for any readers as well.
Let me just throw a spanner in the works and
tell me,
are you encouraging them to want to be famous? By putting them in a book?
It depends. No, I don't think so. The one that I chose for Phoebe was about what are you going to be. So it's about kind of different career roles. You know, are you going to be an astronaut? Are you going to be a dancer? Are you going to be a doctor? Are you going to be a firefighter? All kind of different. Just seeing their name more than their photo makes them feel really involved.
Yeah, I suppose also if someone else in the school or her group of friends have a similar book, she'll realise that it's not her who's in it. So I guess the fame thing doesn't really come into play.
I think it's just about also making them feel a bit more invested in reading. And I'm a big fan of that lovely cosy feeling of having, you know, a freshly washed child on your lap and curling up and reading a book. So anything that you can do to encourage that is a good thing in my book, pun intended. So you can find out more about that on the blog, but the company's called Story For Me and they're online on Instagram and Facebook as well.
Now, a lot of parents travel in the world, a lot of them. Mm-hmm. I look at their accounts and I think to myself on Instagram, it's amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There was one actually who got into a bit of trouble a couple of weeks ago in the Amazon. They're called Our Open Road.
Oh, yes, I did hear about
They've been travelling for 5 years. They were on the way home, actually, and they were travelling down the Amazon River, and they got hijacked, and they had to run away, and they survived it, and they're back home now in LA. But there was backlash about them going travelling with their kids.
My logic for things like this, and I feel the same way about Dubai, you know, if something happens, people go, oh, it's Dubai. No, bad things happen wherever you are in the world. And for one bad thing, admittedly that is a really bad thing, in 5 years, it's just it's a numbers game a lot of the time, I would say.
So who are we looking at for Instaration this week?
Instaration. Now this is an interesting one because actually it's a company. It's a apparel and, you know, kind of accessories company founded by a couple. And he's called Kiel James Patrick, and he is the preppiest man on Instagram.
Sounds
you should see this man's wardrobe. It's like flannel shirt, jumpers, all the shoes. It's incredible. So him and his wife, Sarah, live in New England. They've got a baby boy and they've got this gorgeous dog. And their life is flawless, according to Instagram. But what they do very cleverly, so for any brands, any retailers out there listening, what they do is they weave their products into this lifestyle so flawlessly. So they live in New England and all of the photos are them in a cozy wood cabin. It's them looking out of this amazing vista with this, you know, wearing the socks and with mugs of hot chocolate reading Harry Potter. It's so beautifully done. I mean, it's obviously an illusion, but it's a very, very clever way of selling products through a lifestyle. And they have, stunning friends and they go on holidays, but they also travel a lot. So it's them kind of putting their products around the world and they have good tie-ups with the likes of Waldorf Astoria. So it's an inspiration for companies, and they've got a brand new baby boy called Harris, and they've got the dog Benny. But it's an interesting case study in how you can have a business Instagram account done very well and basically live the brand that you're selling.
That's really interesting. How do we find them? What's their username?
He is called KJP. So he's called Kiel James Patrick, and his wife is at Sarah KJP. I'm sure the baby and the dog will have their own Instagram soon as well in no time. But for this time of year, when it's all about autumn and cozying up and log cabins and fairy lights, this is real kind of escapism.
I don't mind seeing those kind of lifestyles online. It doesn't make me crazy jealous. I like it.
I think that's probably because you're looking at it as a sophisticated consumer of social media, whereas I think, like many things, if you're following models or you're following, not like me, like glamorous mums on Instagram who seem to be juggling it all, I think it's very easy to be duped into thinking that this is real life.
Yeah.
But surely everyone knows that, you know, what you're doing.
I'd be surprised.
Do it for the gram.
I think you'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I talk a lot in the blog, and then, you know, if I'm asked to speak at events and things, about how I couldn't do what I do without the help of our nanny Loretta, and I'm very open about she, you know, gives me the headspace and the time to write and to work and to, you know, do the various jobs that I do. But there are, you'd be surprised how many women pretend that they haven't got any help at all and try to make out like they're juggling.
Mum's the word. So Helen Farmer is with us from The Mothership. Great parenting blog. Very, very frank. She's mum of two girls. And we're talking about, well, we're going to talk about the big story this week.
The big story this week is there was a survey at the World Travel Market in London.
I love a survey.
I love a survey too. As I love a quiz. Always love these quizzes in magazines, you know, kind of which, you know, whatever.
Do you fill them out?
I used to kind of do a tally in my head and then go with the answer that I always wanted from the beginning.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I want to be Charlotte from, you know, I want to be Rachel from Friends, you know, whatever.
Oh, I love them on BuzzFeed. It's what I do. Like every morning when I wake up, I go on BuzzFeed and do a quiz.
Wow.
Yeah. Like identify kitchen utensils, for example. And I always get them right.
Do you know what I do?
What?
Not that at 6 o'clock in the morning. Oh, the luxury.
I'm asleep.
But the survey that was done at the World Travel Market in London asked people which celebrity they would most like to sit next to on a long-haul flight.
And it was a celebrity mum who won.
It was a celebrity mum who won. It was Adele.
Amazing. I would like to sit next to Adele on a flight.
No. Sure.
Why? Why? Why no?
I don't know. I mean, you know, Adele singing and Adele talking, quite different.
I've seen her on Carpool Karaoke. She is good value. I think we'd have fun.
Great banter.
Great banter.
Loads of great stories.
She could sing you to sleep.
Although, would you feel weird asking her things? You know, when you have a general conversation with someone and you ask a question.
Do you know what? Maybe you'd have to kind of have a little caveat to say you can sit next to a celebrity and you can not do what you want to them. But they have to kind of, you know, be open to conversation or being told to be quiet. Big thing for me was, would the celebrity be willing to stay quiet?
You are not telling Adele, oh, do you mind if I just
pipe down?
I would love to do that. Imagine.
She'd probably respect it. Be like, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
So guess who didn't do so well?
Who didn't do so well? I'm going to say J-Lo.
Ooh, interesting. Why wouldn't you want to sit next to J-Lo?
Nah, I think she'd be bragging all the time.
Do you think? She'd smell
but
nice.
Trying to sound downward.
She looks like she smells lovely. So behind Adele was the new Doctor Who, Jodie Whittaker. And then Kit Harington of Game of Thrones was third.
I sit next to him.
Yeah.
Who's Kit Harington and which character again?
Jon Snow.
Jon Snow. Oh, I love Jon Snow. Mm-hmm,
good one. Down at the bottom, however, Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
And slightly above Bieber, Donald Trump. I think he should be way down there.
See, I wouldn't mind. I think it'd be pretty interesting. You'd sneak your phone on record.
Sell the story.
So you could prove it to your friends. I don't know if anyone... you'd have to ask the right questions, I guess.
I think he'd probably be open to setting himself up, yeah.
Yeah, I'd much rather sit next to Donald Trump than Justin Bieber, though.
Really?
Yeah, because Donald Trump, in my head, I'd be like, you're an idiot.
But Justin's skinny, so you'd have a bit more space on your side. You could get the, you know, get the armrest.
We're not in economy, Helen.
No. If we're sitting with Adele and Donald Trump and Justin Bieber, we're probably flying first or business.
I would love to know everyone's dream celebrity to sit next to. I still need time to think about mine.
Ideally, though, I do not want to be sitting next to someone that I don't know, but you do know.
Can you imagine sitting next to someone that you really fancy and then you do that awful kind of, you know, ugly snore or, you know, the open mouth. Oh, yeah, no.
Or the whole... All the way through the flight.
That would be me.
It would. Yeah.
That's how you've got someone. I don't think people would generally want to be stuck next to anyone they'd have to talk to.
I would rather have an empty seat than almost anybody in the whole wide world. Truthfully.
You could bring Michael Jackson back and I'd still rather have an empty seat.
Oh, definitely. So, yeah, let us know who your celebrity is. So, but according to the World Travel Market in London, Adele was the most popular person to sit next to on a plane. So a very interesting one. Also in news, a Dubai institution is reopening.
Yes, I know. And I'm on the fence about whether to go tonight. It's open for everybody. Anyone can go to this.
What?
Jebel Ali Recreation Club. I know, you're looking shocked. So, my parents lived in Dubai in the 70s. And it was my mum worked at Dubal, which is Dubai Aluminium, which was in Jebel Ali. And this place very much kind of featured on their social scene. And it is a Dubai institution. So it opened up late 70s and it's just had a huge refurb. And tonight is the opening night.
Not everybody loves a refurb.
They're getting a cinema.
Oh.
They've got a huge 50,000 square foot outdoor terrace they were telling me about. And you've got views of the Dubai skyline, which is lovely. And there's a tapas place in there. And
there is. Seafood place. I did hear a rumour that the cinema is going to be licensed. So that could be an interesting development. But tonight, anyone can go... I would recommend booking a table perhaps at one of the restaurants because I think it will be pretty busy. But, you know, a real kind of carnival feel, lots of performances every 15 minutes from 7 until 10 p.m. And if you can't make it tonight, they're holding a similar party on Thursday, December 7th, and then every Thursday for the next couple of weeks as well.
Where is it? I mean, Jebel Ali, obviously.
Jebel Ali village, sort of.
They do a great quiz night. Yeah, it is one of those places that I'm sure, you know, Dubai old timers might be, you know, a bit regretful about this new era. But sometimes, you know, the climate is not kind here sometimes to buildings, and you know, you do just need a bit of a.
I think we've got to be thankful that it closed and it came back, because a lot of these places close and they don't come back at all.
Mm. Exactly. So that's the plan for tonight, 7 p.m. That's Jebel Ali Recreation Club, the big reopening.
Very excited about that. Right, when we come back, we are going to be looking at lots of events to do with your family. Helen's got some great suggestions for you.
Mum's the word.
Helen's with us from the Mothership Great Parenting blog, and we're looking at events that are going on over the next couple of weeks for parents and kids in Dubai.
Now, happy National Day.
Happy National Day.
Coming up. Fireworks will be taking place across the city. I think it's pretty safe to say if you can't make it to the places I'm about to list, you'll be able to see them from your back garden. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Lock up your animals. Not looking forward to our dogs going absolutely manic.
There is something exciting about standing in a crowd waiting for the fireworks to start.
Oh, there really is. Love it. So, quick roundup of where you can expect to see them. So, Global Village is going to be putting on bi-weekly firework displays. That's every Thursday and Friday from 9 o'clock anyway. But for National Day weekend, which will be at 9 o'clock, they'll be even bigger and better. Le Maire, which is kind of close to me, so I think this might be on my list, will be taking place on National Day itself, probably later on, about 9:30. Hmm. And that's just going to be a really nice spot. If you can get in a nice seat at one of the shoreside restaurants or cafes, that'll be a really lovely way to do it.
I would say go bag a sunbed. You have to pay for the sunbeds.
Or the hammock.
Yeah, 75 dirhams for two people for the full day. But I guess the full day means into the night.
Exactly, define it. Uh-huh. I like the way you think. The beach at JBR is holding them on Saturday, December 2nd, again in the evening. And if you live in the marina, I would just stay home and watch them from the balcony. And Dubai Festival City, they're doing jets and live entertainment even. That will be at 9 o'clock and 10:30 on Saturday, December 2nd. So plenty of places to go and enjoy the fireworks for the 46th National Day.
Have you taken Phoebe to see fireworks yet? Is she a little bit small for the bands?
She's a little bit small. And also it's dark, so she's normally in bed.
What age do you think is the right age to see fireworks for the first time?
I think it depends where you're going to be. If you, I get nervy about taking, because she's still a little too a big crowd. And for her, it's a novel to be in the car when it's dark. She's like, oh, it's dark outside. Because you know it's getting dark quite early now. So I picked her up from a play date at 6, and she was like, oh, you know, kind of mesmerised by this. So
how old is she now?
She'll be 3 at the end of January. So I would say a little bit older.
A little bit older.
A little bit older. But there are plenty of things she can be doing.
Whilst we're on National Day, by the way, must just mention, there's a chance to win a trip for two to Baku. Have you been at Azerbaijan?
No, I haven't. And a friend went recently and loved it. So the food was amazing.
It's massively on my list. Last time I went, I got stuck in the airport because I didn't get the visa.
Classic stuff.
I'll tell you everything about the airport. I was there for 12 hours. So you'll get flights with this prize. You'll get
visa.
Accommodation. Don't get your visa. You have to get that yourself. Transfers. You could also walk away with the night at the Al Mohar Desert Resort. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Amazing desert experience. All thrown in. We've got trips to Ferrari World to give away. All you got to do is visit Dubai Eye Facebook page or the Instagram page for your chance to win that for National Day.
Brilliant prizes. Also coming up, this is taking place from next Thursday.
Yes.
You know what's coming,
yes.
Don't you?
Sport then, is it?
No. Harry Potter at Dubai Opera.
Oh, yes.
Can't wait for this. So Harry Potter fans can relive the magic of the first movie, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, in high definition on a 40-foot screen while hearing the Czech National Symphony Orchestra perform John Williams' amazing score. So it's taking place on Thursday, and then we've got matinees on Friday and Saturday afternoon and on Friday night. I don't think my husband's listening, so I can say, but he's a real Potter nerd. And I'm going to surprise him with some tickets and take him along, I hope.
Here's the thing, though. If you are going along to that, don't leave at the end of the film. Because people tend to get up when the film ends and start to walk out. But the titles are the orchestra playing for you one last big finale. And you've got people just walk like, oh, film's done. It's the weirdest
It's not the football.
Thing.
Got to stay. That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that. Also, I was wondering about the food, if there's a snack situation. Just curious.
I'll ask when Jasper's in on Sunday. We'll ask him about that.
Yeah, I do. And if you get me some tickets, I'd really appreciate it. Also taking place this weekend, it started actually 2 weeks ago. Rise at Dubai Creek Harbour is back. It's a really fun, family-friendly place, just off the Ras Al Khor Road. And they've got live music, interactive exhibits. We arrived to hear the Barney music, at which point Phoebe basically made a bid for freedom and ran to the stage. Food vendors, food trucks, they've got fitness classes, little markets as well, and really lovely play area. Not much plastic, a big wooden whale and slides. But if I'm being honest, it's all about the Instagram photo, because it's probably one of the best views of Dubai skyline. So I'd go late afternoon, get some snacks, watch that sunset. So it's happening every Friday and Saturday until the end of March. Also you can get a discounted Kareem. If you want to go by Kareem, there's a voucher code as well.
We ran out of time for events. Any more events, Shruti, you can put them on the blog today. So they will be up there. Go there and you can find more than you heard on the show.
I'm going to say one really quick thing. Go and see Paddington 2. It's amazing. And check out Duck Tack for Christmas workshops, because there are some brilliant ones coming up.
Super duper. And we will put those details on the
blog. We will, yeah.
Dubai1038.com is where you can find it.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at Dubai1038.com.